Time to catch up with our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Yes, it is Checkoff Chats, an obvious conversation about how your beef dollars are invested for research, education, and promotion. And I remind you, dairy folks, that involves you as well. If you've sold a bull calf, a cull cow, anything like that, you're part of the contributing factor too. And our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association also in support of Checkoff Chats today. You can always find out more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being spent. Pop on over to beeftips.com. Really excited to talk with our guest today about all the research that goes into how checkoff dollars are spent and some of the dividends that it pays. Joining us today is Mike Simone. He is the Executive Director of Market Research at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and a research dump was just handed to the industry over the past couple of months. This is the time of the year when deep analysis of how consumers react to beef, what's going on in the marketplace, all come to bear. Mike, thanks for joining me, because this is a major project. We talked about it a year ago. It is a regular staple for guidance as far as beef checkoff dollars. Tell me a little bit about this research and really what it's designed to do, how in-depth the research is. Give them a little sense of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, thanks for having me today, Pam. So a couple studies that we execute on an ongoing basis culminates in what you're referring to the last couple months at our annual convention called Today's Beef Consumer, which is a culmination of a number of different sources, something called the Consumer Beef Tracker, which is a survey that is in the field 365 days a year, 24/7. We're collecting about 1,000 surveys per month from consumers of beef and other proteins as well. And then we also have access to actual retail sales data from Nielsen IQ, which is the actual scan data that the consumers are paying at the supermarket counter. And as you mentioned, all of this is funded by the Beef Checkoff, and it helps us understand consumption trends, not only of beef, but other proteins as well, perceptions of beef and other proteins, willingness to pay, and any other economic indicators that might be of concern with consumers at the moment, so we can react to our marketing programs and tailor those going forward.
Well, and given all of that information gathering, I know that there's a lot of beef producers in the audience, Mike, that are very concerned and widely aware of the pressure consumers may be feeling on their pocketbook. We talk about inflation. We also talk about the supply chain situation of beef. Did you notice anything there as far as beef prices, consumption trends, and how our consumers are handling all that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously prices are up, and part of that is due to the a tighter supply, a reduction in the herd size, as your listeners are probably aware of, ongoing drought, high input costs across the board for farmers and ranchers, higher interest rates, feed costs, transportation, fuel, fertilizer, et cetera, have really made it expensive for producers to keep up with. So really drought has been a big factor. So more cattle going to slaughter, reduction in the size. So it's kind of a supply and demand economic exercise. You get tighter supply, prices go up, but our consumer is stuck with us. Demand has been incredibly robust over the last couple of years during this period. There are some signs of some softening in the market, some chink in the armor, if you will. You see that in the retail data. Beef sales are down a bit in pounds, but they're up in dollars, which is great for producers. But so far, consumers have stuck with us. They love their beef, and demand has remained strong. Will that continue? Because this is a situation that's got to go on for a couple more years at least until the herd starts rebuilding, farmers start rebuilding. But that really has not taken place in full earnest at this point for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Mike Simone along with us, Executive Director of Market Research with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Again, like you said, they're just now getting some of this beef checkoff information circulated to states like Wisconsin. Let's talk a little bit about what we can extrapolate from all this information, Mike, and that is where consumers are planning on buying, or are they changing their shopping habits already? And that may be not in the grocery store, but also dining out as well.
That's correct. They're still buying from grocery store. We see more meals being consumed at home, and really that's a theme throughout the research, more meals at home and somewhat of a retreat from dining out, or not as frequently. It's more of a special occasion because costs have gone up significantly for food away at home. But then you ask consumers, what are they doing in response to inflation to change their behaviors? And what we see in the data, they're dining out less, number one, about half tell us that, and then looking for deals, whether that's coupons or other incentives retailers might be providing, stocking up and freezing items more often, and then finding more ways to do things with leftovers, which really caters to that value and versatility driver of beef, which we track also. Also focus on recipes, doing more with recipes. Again, we spend a lot of time on that here at NCBA, and particularly at beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and developing recipes that you can do more with and stretch that beef dollar further. And then right on the line, you see consumers moving to more private label brands, shopping at different stores. We've really seen kind of this move towards more shopping at mass merchandisers like your Targets and Walmarts, and Walmart in particular, which has been in the press over the last several months. They've really done a good job and up their game on the retail grocery front as well. And then also buying different cuts of meat than they normally would. So less purchases of more expensive cuts like steaks, roast ribs, briskets, and like that. And then gravitating more towards ground beef as well as chicken and other proteins. And we see that in the data. We see that in the retail sales. The chicken has really kind of taken off over these last couple of years as well. It's up both in dollars and pounds at retail over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on those other proteins. Again, Mike Simone along with us. He is the executive director of the market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And I want to remind you again, this research information is driven by your checkoff dollars to help guide what programs are funded, where, what directions we're going. And you can see it all. It's available for you at beefresearch.org, beefresearch.org. So Mike, let's talk just a little bit more. Like we said, we're trying to set up for success going forward. Are we going to see more of these kinds of surveys done with consumers? Are we going to step up the frequency of the questions we're asking consumers? Or tell me a little bit about future consumption and how we're trying to get a grip on it to guide the market.
You bet. Like I mentioned, this survey efforts in the field 365 days a year. We actually did increase the sample size this year to on an annual basis. It's over 12,000 that were surveyed. So we have a pretty deep, solid survey sample that we're working with. We continue to monitor it. We look at it every day, literally. And going forward, what we see is about 80% of consumers are telling us they're going to eat the same or more beef over the next year or so. 15% specifically say they're going to eat more. You got about 14% that are going to be less beef. So essentially a wash on the more versus less, but reasons to eat more beef, number one is taste. And again, that's the primary driver that we over and over again see in the research that consumers tell us is just the taste of beef that it provides. That eating experience is impeccable and irreplaceable, but you just can't get with other proteins. And then also adding more protein to their diet, so health-related reasons as well. A food for strength is what beef is considered as well. Grilling more often, more to do or more things you can do with beef. So it's a quick, easy meal to prepare. So again, that convenience and versatility aspect. And then reasons not to eat beef for that 14% that plan to eat less. Price is number one, no surprise, but a pretty small number, about 6%. That's ticked up a little bit over the last year or so. But again, consumers have stuck with us. And then other reasons that consumers may eat less beef for nutrition-related concerns that they may be having, and we're actually spending a lot more research efforts on the nutritional side of beef going forward to reinforce that position. So, again, in a nutshell, we got a number of different irons in the fire, but we're tracking all these different demand drivers, nutrition, raised and grown issues, pricing, convenience and versatility in that eating experience on an ongoing basis all the time.
Yeah, Information is power, and that is a perfect example. Again, Mike Simone along with us. He is the Executive Director of Market Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, literally your checkoff dollars at work, keeping a pulse on what consumers are thinking, buying, surrounding beef today. You can find all that research information available online right now, beefresearch.org. Mike Simone along with us. He is our guest on this edition of Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of your Wisconsin Beef Checkoff Dollars. Find those valuable recipes, more nutrition information, as well as stories about beef producers right here in our state at beeftips.com. Along with Mike Simone for Checkoff Chats, I'm Pam Yonke.